I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It wasn't too long ago that the idea of getting serious amounts of electricity from solar power was pretty much a pipe dream. It was far too expensive, but that picture is changing fast. Costs are coming way down, and over the next 5 years, the amount of solar around the world is expected to grow 10 times. We're not just talking on the roofs of well-off environmentalists. Solar panels are making their way onto modest homes in low-income communities. But the solar boom is also having growing pains, and in some cases getting pushback from utilities. From our Livable Planet desk, The World's Jason Margolis has a story of a growing battle over solar power in Pueblo, Colorado.
When Manny and Roz de la Rosaturi retired from their advertising jobs near Philadelphia, they wanted to explore the United States in their RV. So they got out the map.
We wanted a more central location. We were looking for a more affordable place to live. And we looked at all these AARP best 10 lists, and Pueblo figured in a lot of them.
However, had we known that Pueblo was also one of the highest utility rates, that was one of the top 10s we did not know about when we moved here.
So did you get your first bill, and was it sticker shock?
The electric bills here were about 30 to 40% higher than in the Philadelphia area.
So we are talking about $180 per month average.
How big is this home?
2,500 square feet. And we were living in one room or two rooms because we couldn't afford to either heat the whole house or have air conditioning in the whole house.
Their utility, Black Hills Energy, had begun charging its Pueblo customers more to pay for a new natural gas power plant east of town. But Pueblo is not a wealthy community. Many customers here couldn't afford the higher bills and had their power cut off. The De la Rosaturis, who met in Manny's native Mexico 35 years ago, were in a better position. They decided to try and avoid those higher bills by installing solar panels on their roof, buying on credit. Today, the panels produce enough electricity to power their entire home. They remain hooked up to the grid, but have cut their power bills dramatically, and now only have one line left on their monthly statement.
Just the connection fee. So,
if that were the end of the story, well, there wouldn't be much of a story. But it's not. Some of the De la Rosaturi's neighbors put up solar panels too, but not enough to provide all of their electricity. And under rate changes Black Hills proposed last summer, these folks would see their electricity rates go up even more. Some solar customers would actually end up paying higher bills than if they had never installed solar in the first place.
I know, it makes like no sense. So for the portion that your solar panels don't cover, you have to buy the electricity from Black Hills. But instead of charging the same rate as everyone else, they were penalizing the solar owners and charging them twice the rate. Or proposing that.
Solar owners felt like Black Hills was trying to punish them. The company says it needed those higher rates to pay for upkeep on the whole electrical system.
It's a plan to look at allocating the costs fairly across all customer groups.
That's Julie Rodriguez, who manages community affairs for Black Hills Energy, which is based in South Dakota. She says everyone who's hooked up to the grid needs to help offset its costs.
And at this point, residential customers without solar panels are paying more than their fair share and subsidizing the solar customers.
Not surprisingly, solar users see it differently.
So they were basically pitting solar owners against the other ratepayers.
So Roz and Manny De la Rosaturi helped form a grassroots group, about 200 people, to fight the proposed rate hikes. And last month, a Colorado judge agreed with them, saying that Black Hills' new rates for its partial solar customers were harsh and dramatically higher than acceptable. That decision still needs final approval by state regulators. Black Hills has targeted home solar users before. A few years back, the company phased out incentives for solar rooftop installation, effectively killing a budding solar industry in Pueblo. Add it all up, the De la Rosaturis and the grassroots movement that bubbled up in Pueblo decided they'd had enough of Black Hills Energy altogether.
They control the generation, the transmission, and the distribution of electrical energy. Rooftop solar is coming in, and investor-owned utilities are looking at this as a threat. So our whole quest now is to change the economic paradigm of the new energy economy.
The local activists joined with the Sierra Club to convince Pueblo's city council to commit to 100% renewable energy by the year 2035. And the council also agreed to look into the possibility of cutting ties with Black Hills and forming its own utility. They're not alone. Other cities have municipal utilities, and more are exploring the idea. But economist Steve Sakala at the University of Chicago says the backlash against utilities may be misguided. For one thing, Sakala says, utility grids really do have fixed costs that need to be shared.
And the people who were putting solar panels on their rooftops were paying less of that.
Sakala says a key service utilities provide is reliability, something that's important for everyone. And becoming a city-owned utility, that's challenging.
For all of the problems that they feel that they're experiencing with the utility, there will be a menu of different problems that they'll experience when they're on their own as a municipal utility.
One of those problems is rooted in solar energy itself. Pueblo is sunny some 260 days a year, but when the sun goes down or it's cloudy outside, solar doesn't do much good. Too much intermittent solar production can also destabilize the grid. Batteries and other kinds of storage can help with both of those problems, but right now they're imperfect and expensive. That's why Pueblo City Council member Bob Schilling voted against the idea of possibly ditching the utility.
That's just crazy.
Schilling was the only dissenter of the seven-member council.
What it came down to was Pueblo doesn't have enough money to pull this off. And when we looked at the cost and the things that you've got to take over, it's just an impossible task. I don't think everybody quite understands the incredible depth, how complicated this project would be.
Well, he's going to be proven wrong.
Larry Atencio is Schilling's colleague on the city council. We drove around his precinct, an area where he grew up.
You can see that these neighborhoods are really low income. Yeah, boarded up houses, a lot of vacant lots.
Atencio says the city doesn't have much of a choice here. Many people simply can't afford what he calls Black Hills' exorbitant electricity rates. And he says bringing rate relief goes hand in hand with cutting climate pollution.
I think that the two are so compatible. We can provide low-cost energy to low-income people at the same time not produce emissions that degrade our environment.
Atencio concedes that the path to creating a municipal utility and one that generates 100% clean energy will be very hard. But he says the traditional utility model is already crumbling in the face of technologies like microgrids and inexpensive solar arrays.
Not only that, but individual homeowners will be able to produce their own energy, store it, and become completely independent of the grid. So what are the energy companies going to have to do? They're going to have to learn how to provide that energy at the same cost that the homeowner himself is going to be able to produce it for himself, or they go out of business.
But remember, Pueblo is taking on a $3 billion company and a $6 trillion industry. Fights like the one in Pueblo have also played out in other states, with utilities crushing the solar industry. Still, angry ratepayers in Pueblo point to their victories so far and the fact that hundreds of people from diverse backgrounds have mobilized and come together. And now they have the ear of city and state government and their utility. As for Black Hills Energy, Julie Rodriguez says the company is committed to staying in Pueblo and is willing to explore options to make it work. For The World, Jason Margolis, Pueblo, Colorado.